You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Richard Kuipers, director and founder of Two Men and a Truck Australia Domestic and Commercial Removal Company. Richard, certainly a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for asking me to come online.
You're more than welcome. Certainly the privilege is mine, and it's such an inspiring story. So for starters, where and how did the business start?
That's a good question, Eric. Basically, I came to Australia. I'm originally from Holland. You can detect my accent. In 1974. So I came as a student. I never really expected to stay in Australia for such a long time. And when you're a student, you have to find work, of course. And in those days, it was more manual work you could do here in Australia. And basically, I started working on as a removalist, as a side little offsider. And eventually, I said, well, I can do this myself. So I started my own little business.
You got to love that. How has the business changed since you started the business?
Basically, strangely enough, the business is exactly the same the way I started. Of course, technology has changed. We have changed. In the beginning, I used to go to my accountant with a shoebox full of receipts, and the things were sort of like a backyard operation, and we used to work from home. These days, of course, we're one of the biggest removal companies in Australia. We're fully technical organized, so everything is in place. The technology has changed a lot in our business. The trucks have changed, but basically the way we operate our core business has always remained the same. We do local moves, we do commercial moves, and interstate moves.
Tell me, what are some of the challenges that a family business has, and how are they addressed?
Eric, you need about a whole week to listen to this one. Working with the family is incredibly rewarding. Our family's now taking it over to the second generation. But, of course, you always have family issues in between. And it is a matter of being able to separate the business and the family together. So you need to separate the business and the family matters. You have to have a clear structure on how to deal with both all these issues, business issues, such as the company roles, the wages, the dividends, before they become blurred and family business politics. So you have to separate the business and the family. You have to set up a really good structure in place so everybody knows in the family what to expect. And of course, you need a good succession planning. Everybody's clear about what is going to happen if something happens to me. So it's a big job running a family business, but it's also incredibly rewarding. We've got a whole structure in place. We've got a family mediator, family conferences, we have a family charter, we have it all sort of set up that in case there are family issues, it's all sort of addressed.
Sounds like you've got it really lined up well. Today we are joined by Richard Kuipers, director and founder of Two Men and a Truck Australia, a domestic and commercial removal company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Richard, how diverse are the staff at Two Men and a Truck Australia?
In our business, we employ, like every company in Australia, we are a very multicultural country here in Australia, and we employ every nationality you can imagine. So people come to Australia, they're looking for work now, mostly young people, they could be students, they could be people wanting to settle in Australia, and I think we employ about 30 different nationalities here in our company. So we've got every nationality covered. And we work together like one big family. We never have any major issues at all at Two Men in a Truck. We always try to keep a very high culture, and we keep the culture that everybody's happy with. So it's worked well. We have a fantastic teamwork.
Yeah, it's coming out with your message. It sounds like it's a great, great place to work and certainly a good person to work for. How about the sustainability? What is the business doing for sustainability, the community, and the future?
That's a good question. Eric, we have in our business, of course, in Australia now, we're very much aware of the climate change. We can notice that ourselves. We have about 60 trucks on the road. We do have emission problems, and you can imagine all the boxes and cartons we waste. So we have set up our own environmental policies. We've cut down and reduced in emissions and try to work as best we can to sustain the environment. We also believe that social responsibility is a very big part of our culture in the business. I believe you have to have shared values with your customers. You can't have just one value, just trying to make money. You should share values. So we do a lot of charity work in Australia. We get involved in projects. The Anne Frank exhibition is a good example. We take that around Australia. We do a lot of work for the cancer foundations, charities, the St. Vincent's Homeless Appeal. We help them move people that are in stress. And another, like for the cancer foundations, we take bicycles and we deliver things, and we've got the trucks to transport things and help the community. So we're very active in the community environment.
Fantastic. Tell me, lastly, what are some of the main strengths of the business from your perspective?
I think the main business is that we have a very good structure in our business. We have a very good core values. We do what we do best. We build on our skills. We always innovate to get, we always change things around us in technology and how we do things. We keep focused. We don't do anything complicated. We keep it very simple. We don't have a high cost. We run our business on a shoestring. So we try to keep everything sort of in as simple as possible.
Well, before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Two Men in a Truck Australia online?
Eric, you can find us online at www.twomen.com.au, spelled twomen.com.au, and you can find all the details of the business online.
Well, certainly has been a pleasure to have met you, Richard, and the best of success to you and the company moving forward. And thanks for joining us here briefly on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Eric, and thank you for inviting me.
We've been speaking with Richard Kuipers, director and founder of Two Men in a Truck Australia, a domestic and commercial removal company. And the website of reference and for contact is twomen.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.